Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
All right, let's say what's happening to Tamara Jardine and Bebe.
Hello, hello. I'm just fat.
No, stop saying that. You have a child.
No, I'm fat.
Not fat. You're a pregnant woman.
Are you coming or are you not coming?
Well, that's a strong question. What's the context?
To the baby shower.
Yes, I will be at your baby shower this weekend.
RSVP then.
Yeah, Tamron's baby shower is probably going to be all we speak about next week, Tuesday. It's this weekend. It looks like it's going to be really proper. What's happening, Stevie French?
I'm photoshopping my selfie.
Okay, I see. And you've got the light on the phone as
well. The new me cover.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the fluorescent light around the phone to brighten you up all the time.
It's like, it needs to be, but honestly, like, it doesn't help during the day, I think. I think natural light is better in the day, I think. But, like, it's when you need it at night, like, when you're advanced and at parties.
The Kardashians have this.
They have that in, like, every color.
Okay.
I could only afford one color.
How much are they?
They are $49.
Is this from overseas?
It is from overseas, but I actually got it from a girl in South Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's kind of on the down low because I think she wants to move away from them. So if you are interested, tweet me at Stevie French SA and I'll give you her contact details. Like, I don't want to give it over the air because I don't know if she's into that vibe.
It is cell phone light, not drugs. I just want to...
Although, if you are interested in that, you can tweet me at...
Wow. she's
yeah, but
experience.
It was like literally half the price ordering it from her. I don't know how she does it.
I don't know how she does it. Okay,
very
cool.
Happy.
Sese Jati, we're also in the building.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
Just got my nails done.
Oh, let's see. What color?
She's purple. Not happy about it, though.
I'm not happy about it.
What's wrong?
I don't know. Like, when I chose the color, it looks different on my skin.
It's like a dark purple, that.
Yeah, but it looked light.
A fuchsia. And then surprise. I hate it when that happens.
I know. So I don't know. But just got my nails done. I'm loving work. Life's good at the moment.
That's good, honey. So, yeah. It's good to love work.
Yeah, I'm just...
You spend all your time there. More people should love work, Kat.
Wow. Throwing shade there, Stevie. But I don't know, man. I've just decided to be happy. And I'm just happy.
Nice. I like it.
Girl, more power to you. I love that. You know, there's a meme going around on Facebook at the moment, and it's these two little kind of stick people, and the one person's holding something close to their chest, and the other person says, "Oh my goodness, what is that?" And they say, they said, "Oh, where did you get that?" And the person holding the little thing goes, "I made it myself." And it says, "I've been looking everywhere for that." And on the jar, it says happiness.
Ah, that's very nice.
That's very cool.
That's so cute.
Stevie, I couldn't help but overhear that you've been taking a lot of duvet days recently.
No, not recently. Can we talk about in the last 24 hours?
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so basically the last 24 hours I've been in my pajamas. But from 4 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Those aren't pajamas though that
you're
wearing.
No, not now. So I was telling my friends, okay, this is kind of dodgy because I had a meeting with someone and I didn't want to go to the meeting. So I told them that I had to cancel super last minute because I had an audition, which was a lie.
Oh, we all do that all the time.
I know. So anyway,
some of us don't lie.
So I was really busy yesterday morning.
Bitch, I don't want to see you.
And then I was just over it. So I went home.
Not
and
today.
I got on the couch. I read my book and I was chilling with my dog and very, very happy. And then this morning, I didn't have anything to do and I just had this afternoon. So I thought, no, cool. I'm going to take the morning, watch some TV, read some book, hang out with my dog. 24 hours in your pajamas, the happiness just ends. On day two, you just feel dreadful about yourself. You need to contribute more to society and do something other than watch movies.
You've wasted so much time.
Speak for yourself.
No, but can I also my book that I'm reading at the moment is just killing my soul. It's not a sad book, but the guy that's in the book is being bullied by these a-holes at the school that he goes to.
No.
And I'm just how do kids put up with being bullied? How does bullying still exist? It just makes me so mad.
I think it's even worse, hey?
I know, it's even worse than we think it is. And reading this book and his account and then, the authoritative figures in his life, the school principal and his mother, he doesn't want to say anything about it because he fears reprisal. And then the parents don't see into what, in actual fact, the situation is. Oh, it makes me mad.
And I actually did something a couple of years ago where my brother, my younger sibling, he's very sensitive, right? And he went to an all-boys school. And obviously, there's like natural bullying there because you're in an all-boys school.
Yeah.
So he was getting bullied. And then like my mom didn't pick up the signs. The headmaster didn't pick up the signs, but I picked up the signs because I'm very close to him. So when I realized that he was being bullied, I was like, okay, well, stand up for yourself, because I know I can't just jump in.
Yeah.
Like, stand up for yourself. How about you say this? How about you say that? But he didn't want to, like, push boundaries, you know, like, and actually make the bullying worse or make himself the laughing stock. So when I saw, like, this thing is actually going on for, like, 6 months now and he's still unhappy at school, I went to the parents. And funny enough, the guy bullying him was one of my best friend's brothers. So I called a meeting and I was like, this needs to stop. You know, I called in the little boy. I told him, we know what you're doing and this needs to stop, or we'll have to do something about this and we'll go to the school. And my brother was so mad at me. Like, why did you have to do that? Now people are laughing at me even more because my sister's fighting my battles. Mm. But you weren't doing anything about it anyway. So I don't know what is it about these kids, like, that makes them not want to go home and say, I'm being bullied at school, or like they want to be
scared.
It's not fair.
I don't know what happens. You know, I think it's, and again, it's like the parents, you know, you have to create a society or an environment wherein it's just not tolerated. And parents bully each other all the time. And where do you think these kids see it? I mean, I watch some of these Disney programs and the obnoxious, like, snarky things that they make these characters say. It's just sickening.
Yeah.
See, I was one. I don't.
People, you were a bully.
No. People tried to bully me a few times. People tried to bully me. I still remember once girls, the whole school didn't speak to me because I kissed some girl's brother, and I went to school. Instead of being one of those girls that was like, I'd cry, I'd go out there and I'd be like, shame, it's not my fault you guys are too ugly.
Wow.
See, I was like one of those, like, you bullied me, and I still remember a girl, she screamed at me, I pushed her against the wall. I was like, if you want to fight me with words, try fight me with physical, because I'm going to take you down.
Yeah.
But that's not the right approach either, young Tamron.
Not everyone can take people down.
No, but at the same time, it stops the bullying, because a lot of the times it's all about the manipulation. If you're not someone who can manipulate, then sometimes you end up retaliating.
But I think that's a girl situation, because girls, generally speaking, aren't the physical ones. Girls, generally speaking, aren't going to take it to that level. But boys take it to that level all the time.
Yeah. And see, I'd just take a baseball bat then.
Yeah, I know, but that's also like you get arrested for that stuff.
No, Tamara, you would have been hardcore in school, I can see.
I wouldn't want to teach my children to like go and fight physically, you know. I don't think that's okay.
Do you know that movie?
If someone hits me, I'll hit them back.
Like, I watched that Switch movie with Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston where he gets drunk at her insemination party because Jennifer Aniston wants to have a child by herself, and he like pours the sample down the drain and so has to replace it with his own semen, and basically years later we find out that the kid is his, and the kid is getting bullied, and he says to the kid, like, just act crazy, no one's gonna like rough up a crazy kid. And I thought that was really good advice, you know, just be like, go, don't come near me, and then the kid still got bullied. So sometimes, you know, nothing helps, but maybe I think your approach, Sese, was really great. Like, even though your brother didn't appreciate it, he will look back and appreciate that.
The thing is that kids
need
guidance.
Other kids would have bullied him more, I'm sorry to say. Like,
but I disagree
stopped.
With that.
They laughed at him for a moment, say a month after, but it stopped because the kid knew, I knew, his parents knew, and our parents are actually good friends. So when they heard that you're actually doing this to my good friend's, you know, son, or my friend was like, oh my goodness, you're embarrassing us. So the fact that even at school he can go back and be macho, back home they know what he's doing and they know that we know what he's doing. So in as much as they laughed at him for the first month, it stopped.
This is what I love about the ladies roundtable.
It just takes
what
a completely different turn.
Nowhere in the prep did it say anything about bullying.
And can I just say, kids are wonderful, but kids can also be freaking vicious, malicious assholes.
Devils, those things.
Like,
have you
read Lord of the Flies? Yeah, shit gets real. Keep your kids in check and make them accountable for what they do.
Okay. That concludes our impromptu discussion around bullying. It's an important thing, though. I'm trying to decide what to go to next. Producer Kat, which one do you want to go to next?
Fanta.
Let me give her the options. She'll make the decision. She's the producer here. Okay, we can either go with why don't white people moisturize or...
No, exfoliate. Isn't that the story?
Exfoliate, moisturize.
Because white people moisturize.
Okay, well...
They have to.
Why don't white people rub their skin with creams? We can go with that. versus only sluts drink Fanta Orange. What would you like to go with first?
I would like to go with Fanta Orange, please.
Okay, cool. So, just... Okay, Cece, you said on the group the other day that only...
No, she did it on Snapchat.
No, on Twitter.
Oh.
What happened?
Nothing. I was just having a long day at work and I was like, let's just tweet some bullshit. And I was having Fanta and I was like, well, only sluts drink Fanta Orange. Gents, please like take the advice or some shit like that. And then like everyone just was so mad. People were threatening me in my mentions. Others were laughing. Others were tagging like Coca-Cola, saying I'm like, it's defamatory. Like it was so real.
Okay. So let's very seriously now take a look at drinks and then what they say about the woman who's drinking them in your opinion.
I think this is a great topic because it's not stereotypical or jumping to conclusions at all.
Okay.
Let's
continue.
Okay, so
sluts drink Fanta Orange. I stick by my statement.
Alright, that's Fanta
Orange.
So you're
a slut because you're drinking it.
That's fine. I'll own it. I'm a slut.
Oh yeah. Woman who drink whiskey.
Horse. Weight conscious skinny bitches.
So weight conscious.
Weight.
Oh, weight.
Weight conscious. What is a weight conscious skinny bitch?
Okay.
So she said whores. It just seems like whores everyone
and
is
lesbians.
Like, everyone who drinks.
I'm so sorry. I mean, whiskey is just so strong. So I associate that with like macho women. So it has to be a lesbian. And then, you know, in all the dodgy movies, all the whores drink whiskey.
By the way, this is the opinion of Cece Tatiwa, not all of us.
Are you guys held liable to the broadcasting BCCSA here?
Fuck, I hope not.
Maybe Perno Record and SAB can like
they're
take a few
but
notes.
Fucking whores.
One more time in case you missed it.
Brilliant.
They're nothing but fucking whores.
Yes. My sentiments exactly.
Okay, so that concludes what we think about women who drink whiskey. Women who drink, let's have a
water.
Yeah. Red Bull.
Waters, I mean, what are we going to say about women who drink water?
You've health water conscious. Health conscious.
Red Bull's an interesting
hangover.
One. Red Bull?
That's
workaholic.
That's cream soda.
Red Bull, druggy.
Workaholic.
For sure.
For sure.
This is such a fun topic, actually. I think workaholic because you're single mothers. You stay late.
But also, can I just say, the girls who drink Red Bull are different to the girls who drink Monster.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, which ones are the whores?
Because girls who drink Monster need to evaluate their life choices.
Why? Why?
I don't know. Because
have you never heard of Monster Girls?
You can't need that energy.
Go Google Monster
like,
Girls.
Have an apple, girlfriend.
Women who drink beer?
Whores.
Desperate for male attention.
Yes, whores.
Keep going. We're on fire here.
Yo.
I'm on fire, baby.
It's usually Tamron that's dropping it like it's hot.
Yeah, but she's with
today.
Child. Okay. Give her a break. Yeah.
This is because I don't like boxing. This is not my style.
Okay. Ooh, I know. Schnecker's, that organic energy drink.
Oh, Schnecker's.
I don't even know that. Okay. So it must be bimbos that drink that.
Rich bitch.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm in a good mood. Stevie was like,
but
what?
Speaking of, I could use a bimbos right now.
What's
some
a
fried
bimbos?
Chicken.
Oh, yeah. They used to be great bimbos. They were cool.
Bimbos.
Okay, one more.
Really?
Woman who drink...
Woman who drink slutsleepies.
What's that?
Must be sluts.
That there's some like Smirnoff Ice and like Brutal Fruit.
Oh, those drinks. I like those drinks.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, you just said they were sluts.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll own it.
Final one. Women who drink chocolate milkshakes.
Sweet.
Yeah, like love
innocent.
Yourself.
Wow.
Go for it, girl. Mm. You're worth it.
Okay. That's an interesting one. Okay.
So that Cameron, we do not we slut shame plenty. We do not fat shame on the show.
Please, that's not we. Okay, so that concludes our discussion. Inspired by Cess's comment that only sluts drink Fanta Orange. Fun.
You know what? I'm so glad that this was on the agenda, but bullying wasn't.
I love how you just bullied everyone who drinks certain drinks. But anyway, that's story for another day.
Boom, touche.
Okay.
That's a monster girl.
Another wild question. Okay, now you got to describe
what you... Guys, monster girls are so hot.
You got to describe what you're seeing. Cece, what did Tamron just show you?
A bunch of hot girls that apparently drink Monster. They're just promoters, by the way.
Are those like WWE girls?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. All right. Let's...
Okay, well, you know what? Let's not judge promotional girls too hard, because I once had to stand, like, I wanted a promotion for Garnier, and they gave me, like, this red catsuit, like long sleeves, but it was a skin tight tatsuit, and I had to sit in a Clicks that was, like, in the middle of freaking nowhere. I think I spoke to four people all day. Yeah.
At least there was nowhere.
That was half a Stevie story.
I think she looked hot.
There's a better one coming later. Stay tuned.
Shifting gears. Here's a question. I don't know. Who came up with this? Why don't white people moisturize? Where did this... Okay, Producer Kat, is this your question? Okay, what's up?
I know y'all just step out the shower and get dressed.
What?
Oh,
do you know how much
goodness.
Moisturizing
get
you put on
Alistair
our skin?
Get Martin on the phone.
Also, Russi, I get told that I'm like a, like, I look like I'm like a...
I will tweet a picture of my, like, my cream drawer.
Kempfer,
you don't even want to know.
No, Vaseline, but then I think in the movies, cake. Like, they make them seem like... You just jump out the shower.
Yeah, but in the movies, people also don't say goodbye on the telephone. What's up with that?
It's and in movie. The movies, black people don't use stones to exfoliate.
Wow, we what? Just went there.
Wow. Wait, I think this was started by our discussion.
Which are you watching
this?
Bioscope movies?
No, man, the one
are you watching
the
Ika's
one,
movies?
That video where she said that she remembers that video, that picture. Remember
yes,
that
the picture of... There's
who
two stones
it?
On the bath,
Kaya
and
Blanca
the orange sack.
Tweeted it, didn't
yes.
he?
And
yes.
then the orange, orange.
Guys,
orange
when we were growing up, our grandmothers used to wash us with that orange sack. It makes
no,
a good
no, no.
like
speak for yourself,
loofah
honey.
Type of thing.
You speak know, for you yourself. Know what?
Yes.
You know
and what? What's the stone for?
The stone is to wash under your feet.
You know what? Hey, you know what? I would not like, I would be very much open to an orange sack. Like, I'm all about exfoliation.
No,
there's a post
it's disgusting,
on, there's
man.
A post Ow. On my website. It's this little like orange buffer. It's like 40 Rand from the Wellness Warehouse. It's amazing. It's the only thing, well, it's not the only
do,
thing I use,
do you
but
know
it's
what
like,
that orange thing is? You
it's hectic.
Go, you know when you go buy like orange.
No, I know exactly
like
what you're
talking
about. Just wait. The orange sack
so you
is
want
go-
to
no,
go and
the orange
with
sack
that.
Is better than my little yellow guy. Okay, this thing is like painful. It's like a scourer.
Why do you want to do that?
Because
to yourself?
It's like good and you feel so
no,
clean.
I don't understand. Like I exfoliate with like products that have exfoliation.
Yeah.
Or
like
seaweed.
Like a loofah.
I've
like
never
soft
understood.
Loofah.
I've never loofah. Understood. Loofah. So exfoliating is to get rid of skin, and then moisturizing is to moisturize skin. But why do you get rid of skin and then moisturize skin?
It's dead skin. You're removing all the top dead like layer. Mm. Yeah.
And it's also really good to exfoliate.
In
for...
winter, though, surely you can't exfoliate because
yeah.
it's...
You
but
can.
It's all and it's so good for your cellulite. Exfoliation.
What happens is that like when the dead skin comes off, it doesn't like go off. It clogs the pores of the actual skin.
So it's like washing your. So like I know when when you shave your face, because like, it's good. It gets the old skin off. Okay,
yes.
So but what can you not exfoliate?
If you have to exfoliate
don't
everything.
I don't think you'd exfoliate your female areas or
oh,
your male
no,
areas.
You, like, that's a really good thing to exfoliate.
Yeah, I exfoliate
inside
that.
The
not,
not
inside.
Not inside.
Oh, my God.
It's not inside. It's on top.
Oh, my goodness. No. Not inside.
P.S. Ari's just
what
left
are you
the
doing?
Studio.
What are you doing
it is
inside?
It's
going to
be anarchy. We are taking over. Tamron, you get your guns out.
You should have seen Ari's face. Well, I exfoliate the top because you know when you like wax and shave?
For sure.
You get like goosebumpy looking
sure.
things on your skin.
For sure.
So
babe.
To level the skin, you need to exfoliate and make it soft and sexy and stuff. Not inside. Like, what are you doing inside? There's nothing to exfoliate.
Like, oh, hold on
between. A second.
Oh my God. Do you not wash the because you must. You don't.
You wash. You don't exfoliate. That I'm would just hurt. Checking. No, that would hurt.
You guys are saying everywhere. I'm double checking. I've not missed something.
I can't believe we're almost out of time.
Can you not? Can you really not?
Okay, so the question was. Okay, I think we've answered the question actually.
We can exfoliate everywhere.
Disgusting.
But different tools. Different tools, please. Like you can't use the orange sack on your face.
And no. Then on your maguava.
No, I would say orange sack can go on the maguava, but maybe just wash it first. Maguava. What are we? We are all women here. On your vagina.
No, we are not all
be
women.
Be gentle on the lips.
All right. No, don't touch the lips. Wow.
Hey, if you wax it, you gotta.
The lips are moist. When you decide to shave next time.
Producer Kat's saying to me through the comms, she's saying, go to AK and Bonang, go to AK and Bonang.
Oh, yes, we've got to discuss that.
Okay.
So now.
Yo.
Like, this really got me going. Because I don't know who we were talking about at first. Kat just dropped some baby's name.
She was angry about the clit exfoliation. Oh, not clit exfoliation. Lips exfoliation. I'm sorry.
Wow. It's just kind
of... Stevie's on fire. She was being in her pajamas more often.
She's a level.
Okay.
Okay, so what did Kat... what's the kid's name?
What kid? Bonang.
Is it Kira?
Oh, Kyra. Kyra.
Kyra. So then Kat just writes on the group, the parents slashing each other, poor baby Cairo. And I'm like, who the hell is Cairo?
You don't know anyone because you follow 10,000 people. So you can't keep up on the timeline.
I feel bad. You must follow, you follow me.
You need
back.
To know. Like, you need to clean that up.
It's like you scratch my back, I scratch your back.
No. We need to clean up your Twitter account. You just never know anything because too many conversations are happening on your timeline.
Because I don't go through it. I feel bad.
Okay, so you were...
It's like a friend request.
Just fill everyone in with what's happening here in case anyone's missed it.
Okay, so apparently last week... there was a top billing insert and
Zintle was on it.
DJ Zintle had a picture of AKA with his mother. Bearing in mind...
In her house.
Bearing in mind, this is the house his daughter is being raised in. So this is where she will forever see her mother and her like whoever she ends up with.
It's her home.
It's her home, but it's her daughter. The daughter has to, I think, with my little girl, she's already got a picture up of Rassie in her and her grandparents inside her baby room. And that's, whatever happens with us, it's still forever her home. It's it's her space as well. And her family from the other family, it's still her family.
Okay, so what happened?
So now she got attacked on Twitter for being still obsessed with him.
AKA went and attacked her. The father of the baby went and said, you've got a picture of my mom in your room. Please let go. Everyone's like, wow.
Okay, but she also wore a t-shirt in her one Instagram post.
Of hashtag Nonke. As you all know, or not,
no.
Euphonic went and tweeted, Sunwenu Nonke, after explaining why he doesn't want Bonang back. Sunwenu Nonke means, what does it mean, guys? Fuck all of you assholes. Whatever. So now the whole nation is like, oh my God, guys, you finally just sold everyone. So then he went and got t-shirts, right? And then Zintle wore the one t-shirt and posted it. Now, if you'll remember, Euphonic is Bonang's ex, who is now dating AKA. So they've got like a love square going on. And now Zintle is supporting...
Euphonic's happy on his own side.
Yeah, he is very happy. We are all aware of that. But then, like, why is Zintle not going to provoke AKA with buying this t-shirt or whatever, or supporting Casper in the Dome, whatever? So Zintle went and did that, and that apparently provoked AKA, who then went on the rant of Euphonic's using you. Actually, why do you have a picture of my mom in your house? Let go, please. I'm happy with Bonang. I've never been happy in years. Zintle went and she was like, you know what? I wasn't going to go and respond, but if you want to sort this out in my culture, you have to go back to my home. Oh, and AKA was like, I paid for the baby. I have rights to her, but sometimes I can't go to the apartment. It was this long
And then his
rant.
Mom got involved.
Ooh, she even tweeted me.
You?
Because, yeah, I didn't know what was going on. So I'm like, guys, because AKA went and said, I've tried to reconcile with my mom for over a year to no avail. So I was like, yo, guys, is AKA and his mom fighting? Then the mom went and responded to me. I didn't tag the mom or AKA. So the mom searched her son's name. So she was like, oh, well, that's new to me. I didn't know I wasn't talking to my son. What a dramatic grandma. So it was like this whole thing.
Grandmama drama.
Yeah, so basically, AK was saying, Zinkler, please let go. I don't want you. We're done. For the sake of our baby, let's just do what needs to be done. I'm happy with Bonang. Wada, wada. Zinkler's like, you know what? I wasn't going to go and respond. But seeing as you brought this thing on Twitter, I'm going to respond. If you have a problem with me, you go home and you sort this out. Wada, wada. I don't know. Over a t-shirt. Anyway, then AKA's mom went and said, I love Zinkler. She'll always be a daughter to me. However, I love my son as well. And also, if he wants to bring Wenang to me, I want to meet her. It was this like huge dramatic thing. Oh. So messy. On Twitter, why can't this just start a WhatsApp group and like talk about all their issues?
Do you know what I think? I think he had pressure from someone else to respond about that, because I think someone was very upset.
I think Wenang was upset.
That it was put a picture of AKA with his mom in Zintle's house on top billing. And I think that made, there was like pressure on him
to act.
Because
that came out of nowhere.
But at the end of the day, him as a father should think twice about running down the mother of his child on any form.
He says,
platform.
I've been quiet for a while, and you, Zintle, went and tried to get Bonang's endorsements to drop her. That's petty of you after finding out about the affair.
You know what? She can do whatever the hell she wants to do, because at the end of the day, Bonang stepped in on a situation where she shouldn't have in the first place. There was a child involved. Both AKA and Bonang are at fault in that sense.
So it makes it okay for Zintle to trash her career?
I'm sorry. When it comes to my child. She upset the home of a baby.
No, guys, you know what I always say on this topic? AKA is the one that was dating Zintle. Like, he's the one that broke up the commitment. Bonang has no commitment to Zintle. They're not in a relationship. She didn't take the man. The man left, guys. We shouldn't, like, excuse these men. They weren't married. Yeah. We shouldn't excuse these guys. Like, you're the one that made the commitment to me. You are the one that cheated. Like, for all I care, I shouldn't even be dealing with Bonang, because you are the one I had the agreement with. You're the one I've got the baby with. We can't just excuse that because Bonang is the woman he chose to be with. No, he's the one that messed up. No, don't go and now trash down Bonang's career because she took No, she didn't take AKA away from her. AKA left. I'm so sorry, guys. We can't make it okay. We can't.
Okay.
I just think what they did was wrong.
Okay,
both
final
sides.
Lines on this, because we've been discussing this for days now.
Yeah.
Final lines on AKA Boning. No, AKA
wow,
Boning. Bonang.
Sorry, I just couldn't let it go.
Zintle.
No, AKA Boning Zintle.
I mean Bonang. You know what I mean? Not really. Okay, final lines, Tamron.
I just think what they did in terms of being parents was on both sides was disgusting. I think Zintle shouldn't have responded. I think AKA should grow the fuck up. He's got a child, and if there's a photo of him and his mother in the house where his child is growing up, he should actually be grateful to the mother for still allowing photos of him in her house, because her baby is there and his baby is there, and he should actually take his hat off to her being a bigger woman for that instead of trashing her on social media.
Stevie?
I'm so bored of it. It's like drama. Start a WhatsApp group, guys.
Yeah. What's Stevie on this one? I'm so tired. I mean, we've been speaking about this for months, actually. Bonang and AK have been together for a year now, and we've been speaking about this. I'm tired. All I want to say to Bonang is that, you know what? Live your life. You know, if you fell in love with AK, I wish you guys all the best. To Zintle, it happens to the best of us, and I'm sorry. You'll find a way to move on, and you'll be happy again. AKA, you are not the victim here. Let's just all move on.
All right, that is this week's Ladies Roundtable. Any final thoughts, random comments?
When I eat an
apple. I knew, yeah, okay.
Look at all of us. We all look to Stevie. We like.
Stevie, round us out. These will be the last words you hear on the Ladies Roundtable.
Oh, pressure.
Eating an apple. Okay, so when I eat an apple, I don't want to make this smaller than what it is. I have a really big burp afterwards. I don't know if it's because there's like so much air in the apple.
Acid.
I don't know. But so I ate an apple before I came in, and I was really worried I was going to be like, hey guys, how's the burp?
I'll tell you why that happens. So I'm so sorry, but it's like a scientific thing. It's
you
your diet.
Naked scientist.
Yeah, it's your diet. So whatever you put in your body either like changes your pH balance. And apples are very, very acidic. So they are like a catalyst of changing, like one of the biggest catalysts. Mm. So the burping is because of the imbalance in your pH.
Can I just say
when after an apple
I've never really actually stopped
and,
to think
and,
about
okay,
it
okay so when Ari was like, oh yeah, last thoughts, everyone, and everyone was silent, he looked at me. Because we all knew. Like, do you have a story, Stevie? And I said, yes.
I know.
Thank you, Ari. I do. Turn my microphone on because I'm going to tell it to you all today.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleepout, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleepout on the 28th of July, 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleepout on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's the CEO Sleepout ZA.co.za. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.